Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reaffirmed the Obama administration's commitment to a multi-year $63 billion effort to combat HIV/AIDS, malaria, and child mortality under the Global Health Initiative announced by President Obama in May of last year. But she said with American taxpayers still battling high unemployment and other effects of the deep recession, the United States is looking to recipient countries to step up with their own deep commitment on public health issues.
The United States is willing to invest our money, our time, and our expertise to improve health in countries, but we are now asking their governments to demonstrate a similar commitment in terms of human resources, serious pledges to build capacity, and where feasible, financial support.
She did not criticize other governments, but she did note the denial by past South African leaders of the link between the HIV virus and AIDS. She expressed relief that the current South African government of President Jacob Zuma is making what she termed a real commitment to battling one of the world's highest burdens of HIV.
Leadership matters. It matters enormously. For years, the South African leadership, unfortunately, was in denial or was refusing to accept the facts about HIV/AIDS, and the epidemic exploded in South Africa, which now has the highest percentage of HIV-infected people anywhere in the world. President Zuma has changed that.
Clinton said despite harsh party politics in Washington, support for international health aid is bipartisan, and she paid tribute to the previous Bush administration for groundbreaking work in the fight against HIV/AIDS and malaria. She said the Global Health Initiative will build on Bush administration efforts with an increased focus on, among other things, maternal health care, including family planning.
Family planning represents one of the most cost-effective public health interventions available in the world today. It prevents both maternal and child deaths by helping women space their births and bear children during their healthiest years. And it reduces the deaths of women from unsafe abortions.
Clinton said as part of the effort, the United States is encouraging countries to pass laws or more stringently enforce existing laws against child marriage. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.